We're learning Masechtas Soita Daf Memches Amud Beis, and we're starting three lines from the top of Memches Amud Beis, with two dots. Meshmeisu Neviim Rishayim and say, what happened? They lost the Urim Tumim. My Neviim Rishayim. Who is that? And Rav Huna Zeh David Ushmuel Shloima. Change around the Girsa. Shmuel David Ushloima. That's the order of the lives. Akaponim. After they were nifter, Lashem Shloima was nifter. There's no more Urim Tumim. Rav Nachman Amar made David, even made David, Zimnim Salak Vimlai Salak. It didn't always work, the Urim and Tumim. Sha'arei Sha'al Tzadoik Va'al Saloi, Sha'al V'yashu Al Saloi. It says when David HaMelech was running away from Avshalom, so at that time, Avyasa was a Kohen Gadol, and he had a question to the Urim and Tumim, and he was not answered. It didn't work. So Tzadoik tried, and it worked, so Tzadoik became Kohen Gadol. So you see, even then, it didn't always work. Shneva V'yal Avyasa, it says, Vayal Avyasar and Vayal Avyasar, it didn't work there. That's what's in the pasuk. Vayal Avyasar atoim kolam lav rabbanir, that they made Tzadik the Kohen Gadol instead of Avyasar. Akaponim, what does this man the Yama hold? What does Rav Nachman say? What does Rav Huna say? Who the Avim Rishayim? Rav Huna says that the Avim Rishayim were that after David Shlomo, that means beginning of the first base of Mikdash, there was no Urim Tumim already. That's what comes out. Lefi this, because they lived. Shlomo built the base of Mikdash, first base of Mikdash. Masif Rabbi Bar Shmuel, it says in the pasuk, in the time of the king Uzio, it says that he lidrosh. The pasuk says exactly like this: he lidrosh alikim b'meizach hayo ha'meivin b'roys alikim uvimei darshu Hashem etzlichu helehalikim. It says in this pasuk that they were able to ask something from Hashem. And it was the time of Uzio. Zechayo is another name for Uzio, according to the Masha. Rashi has a little bit different shot. Rashi says he's the Zechayo, the son of Yoyada, the time of Yayosh. But the Masha asked that it's not this pasuk is talking about in the time of Uzio. Akaponim, what do you see? You see much later, hundreds of years later, in the first place of Mikdash still, but hundreds of years later, there still was a way to ask a question to Hashem. It must have been to have Urim Tumim. My lab, Urim Tumim must have been to have Urim Tumim. And for the word Allah, Benavim. It was Adeh Benavim, or Nevios, is the Gersa some have, that Benavim, that's how to be able to ask Hashem. Toshman Allah Raya, Mishchar Beis HaMikdash, Rishon, Batlu, Ir, Migrosh. First of all, when the Mishmikdash Rishon was Charav, the Ari Halavim, which need a Migrosh, were Batl. Upasku Urim Tumim. And Urim Tumim was Batl. Pasuk Melech Beis David. And stopped having kings from Beis David, from the house of David. Vim Lach Shodom Leimar, I can ask me, it says by Ezra, by Yemar, Hatirshasa lahem, asher lo yoichlu b'koyish agroshim ad omayd koyin l'urim v'tumim. It says that Ezra was talking to the Kahanim and it asked them to bring yichus briefs, you know, proof of the yichus that the Kahanim. They couldn't bring any proof, so he said, "You can't eat kachim until we ask l'urim v'tumim." So it sounds like that even in the second base mikdash had l'urim v'tumim. So Mara says, no, it doesn't mean they were waiting to ask him to him. It's like Ka'odim Sham Lechaver, Achiyichi Mesiv, Yahweh Mashiach Udav. He said, it's like telling them, you're not going to the culture, Tum Mashiach Kam. That's what he meant to say. Not that you can have the Urim and Tumim. But what do you see? But you do see that the whole Yimei Mikdash Rishon, they had it. Because only Mishachar based on Mikdash Rishon, Pask Urim and Tumim. But the entire first base of Mikdash, they had the Urim and Tumim. So it's a Kasha Rav Huna. Elam Rav Nachman, the Augs Rav Huna, Elam Rav Nachman Yitzchok, Man Neviim Rishayim, Lafuka Bechagi Zecharia Malachi, Darcharim Inu. The last Neviim, Chagi Zecharia Malachi, they were the end of the Neviim, but after them stopped the Urim and Tumim. Tana Rabbanon, Meshameisu Chagi Zecharia Malachi, Nastalka Ruach Kodesh Mishrael, Ruach Kodesh left Klai Yisrael, Vaf Mabikain, Hamishdamshim Vaskel. But still, they were able to have sometimes a Baskel, which is a less of a Madrega than Ruach Kodesh, less of a Madrega than Urim and Tumim, but they had some Baskel. So Pamachas, they were sitting in the upstairs of Goria in Yerichai. There is someone from your group, from the Chabura, who is royal to have that the Shechinah should be shari on him. Else ain't doy royal, but the dar is not royal for that. They put the eyes in Hillel HaZaken, that he was really Zaycha, he really could have been a Navi, but Lemaisa, the Zdar was not Roya Fakach. Ukshemeis, Hespidu, they gave him a Hesped, Hey Chosid, Hey Anav, where's the Chosid, where's the Anav? Tamidei Shel Ezra. He's a Talmud of Ezra because he was similar to Ezra that he brought Klai so closer to Hashem. Vashuv Pam Acheret, so he was subim Ba'aliyah B'Yavne. A different time they were sitting in the Aliyah in Yavne, Yosu Lehem Basko, Meshmaim Amlam, Yeshvachem Adam, Echad, Shiro Tishro Shkin Alav. There's someone from you, from the Chabura, who is Roya Fash, Roya Shkin, Elsh Ein Dori is a Kalakach, but the generation is not Roya Fakach. When Shmuel Katan died, he's considered a Talmud of Hillel. And the Afu Oymen, he actually said a Nevius B'Shas Misasai. What did he say? What was Shmuel HaKatan's Nevius B'Shas Misasai? He said, Shimon V'Yishmal L'Charva. Shimon and Yishmal, one of the Harugei Malchus, will be killed by a sword. Rav Shimon, who's the Nasi, and Yishmal is Rav Shmuel ben Elisha, the Kohen Gadol, who the Romans killed. V'Chavarai and his friends, L'Ktala, will be killed other Mises, like Rabbi Kiva, who will be combed with metal. And Rabbi Chanani ben Taradin that was burnt, Yehuda ben Bava was hit with these metal sticks. So he said also Neviah, Vishar Amma Leviza, and the rest of the Am will be looted, Va'akon Segiim, and there'll be a lot of Tsaros, Asid Lameis El Amma, a lot of Tsaros will come on Amma, Af Al Yehuda ben Bava, Bik Shaloymar. Now a new thing is, Al Yehuda ben Bava also, when he's Nifta, they want to say a Hesed, Bik Shaloymar, Hei Chazay Arav. Ella shenitva shah, they give them a chance. Why? Shem espidim aruge malchus. They never on aruge malchus. If the Romans killed someone or any malchus killed someone, they didn't give a hesped. It looks like you're arguing, you're not agreeing with what the goyim did, and therefore they were not masped aruge malchus. It says in the Mishnah, Meshachar beis hamikdash, which we explained from the Taisu Rosh, means the second beis hamikdash, batal hashamir. Tana rabbanon shamir sheboi bana shloim beis hamikdash. Shamir was used for Shlomo HaMelech to build the Beis HaMikdash. Never in the Pasuk. V'abayis b'vinosoi even Shlomo Masa Nivna. So Hadvarim K'ksav in the Rebbe Yehuda says that the Pshat is that they brought the stones. Even Shlomo Masa means K'moyshe Siyam Nahar. They took it out of the Har and they put it into the Beis HaMikdash without using metal on it, without cutting it. That's what Rebbe Yehuda says. So how they then form it into shape? It must have been with the Shamir. Omer v'nechemya v'chiev Shlomo Kain. Is that true? Like for Nehemiah, it says in the Pasuk, right after they built the Beis HaMikdash, they were building the palace of Shlomo HaMelech. It says in the Pasuk, Kol Eila Avonim Yikaros Kemidos Gozes Megoyros Magera Mebayis Mechutz. And when Meisar Arad Pach, it says they used all these tools to shave down the stones. So, of course they used tools, even though that's talking about Shlomo HaMelech's palace, but he held, it was also, since it was the same, as right after that parasha, probably making the same thing. So what does it mean they didn't hear any banging when they built the Beis HaMikdash? They did all the work on the mountain. They shaped the stones and then they shipped the stones in ready made. They didn't do any work. There was no construction site on the Beis HaMikdash site. So that's Machlokes Rechemi Rabbi Yehuda. So I'm a Rebbe, Nirin de Rabbi Yehuda Avim Mikdash, that they used the Shamir, they did not use any metal on the stones of the Beis HaMikdash. But the Rabbi Nechemi, and I agree with Rechemi, Avni Beisai, in the palace that they did use the metal. And there's a big tumble if the Rabbi Yehuda actually argues on the Bayis Shlomo, it's a first apostate. So it could be Rebbe just saying, basically, I passed like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Nechemi is Shamir L'mayasha. So what was the Shamir for? We know that they had the Shamir, that the Maram Gittin says that they brought the Shamir, the Ashmedai, who is the Melech of the Shedim, and they got the Shamir. So what was the Shamir for, according to Rabbi Nechemi? So my boy like Italian, look at the Braisa. Avonim Alolu, the Avonim of the Ephite and the Choshen, that had to be carved out with the name of the Shvatim, ain't Choshemais with the eye. You don't write it with ink, which is Shanema, but Tuchei Choshem has to be carved out. Vemisat Lema Ismail, but you can't use a metal knife, which is Shanema, but Meloisam. It has to be complete. And if you carve it out, you lose some of the stone. Ella koysav aleim b'di'ai. You made a outline with di'ai with ink. Umara lehem shomer mechutz. And you showed the shomer the outline of the ink. Ve'hinav kas v'aleim. That split up by itself. Kita'ena zus of kas mezacham. It's like you take a fig, you put it out in the sun, it splits. Nothing gets lost in it. Ve'hinav chaser klum. That's how the stone split. Ukebika zus of kas mezacham. Just like a bika that gets a good rainstorm in the mezach shomer. And when it dries up, it splits, but it doesn't ve'hinav chaser klum. So that's what the Shamir was used for, Rabbi Nechemi. It was used for the Avnei Ephod. And like we said in Tais Sirash, that there's a story of Dom Ben Asina where they lost one of the Avnei Achayshin. They went to get it from Dom Ben Asina. His father was sleeping. That whole Maisa, Tais Sirash says, when the second Beis HaMikdash. So you see, you must have to have the Shamir in the second Beis HaMikdash. Tana Rabbanan. Shamir is there. This worm, Briasa Kesaira, his size is like a barley, very small. It was already created from Shesmei Bereshis. Nothing hard could stand before it. It's stronger than anything. But Mamas Shamrei. So what do you keep it in? The Chayyur could cut through anything. It could get himself out of anything. So Karcharoi Sepsugim Shal Tzemer. You wrap it with Spugim Shal Tzemer, with sponges of Tzemer. Umenichroi Sepitni Shal Avar. And you put it into a like cylinder of Avar. Malaya Subi Sarim. Full of these soft Sa'irim, and therefore, since it's soft, it doesn't cut through soft things, it only cuts through hard things, and therefore it doesn't come out. Omer of Ami, other things that happen after Charav Beis HaMikdash, Charav Mikdash Rishon, Batla Shira Paranda. special type of silk called Shira Pranda is not around anymore. We lost that. V'schuz Levon, we lost white glass. We lost this maize crystal. We lost those chashuv things after Mikdash Mishcharav. Tainam Mahaki, Mishcharav Mikdash Rishon, Bato Shira Pranda, V'schuz Levon, that's this silk and this white glass. V'rechav Barzel, also the iron chariots, we also lost that. V'yeshayim Af Yayin Karosh Abba Mishneer, also gelled wine that comes from a place called Sneer. Similar to pressed figs, we lost those special items. It's in the Mishnah that we lost the Shamir and we lost Noif Sufim. What's Noif Sufim? What's that? Like at least four Pshatim. My Noif Sufim. Omar Rav, Soiles Shitsofa Gabi Napa, but Doimele Isa Shinush B'Shem Advash. It says that when they used to sift the flour, there was such a film of fat that it was like dough that was left on the sifter was this film of Isa that looked like it was kneaded with dvash and shemen. That's how fat the chitim were. And that was lost. And noif is sufim, what's lost noif is sufim? Noif is a lashon of like a noif, a branch, and sufim means like a float. So it was like spread out like a branch and it floated. That's lost noif is sufim. But Levi Omer, shtei kikrois, no, shnei kikrois, the first part, noif is sufim, is lashon of maybe of honey. That's the second pshat. That the word noifes sufim for your first pshat is noifes means devek hanapa. No, so for your first pshat, the word noifes sufim, Rashi says, has noifes sufim fit into that pshat. Noifes is also a napa, a sifter, and sufim is tzofa, that floats. So it got stuck to the sifter. Levi Omer, that the noifes sufim, that bracha was, shtei kikros and advokas v'tana, used to put two pieces of challah into the oven, and it blew up so much that they touch each other. And here Rashi says that noif is sufim, also a noif of a branch that spreads out, but sufim, they touch each other. Third pshat, is that dvash v'am atzipia. It's dvash that comes from up on the mountains. It was very sweet honey. My mashma, can metagam rav sheshesh, or some of the gears of metagam rav yosef, kama, it says in the pasuk hadvayrim, it says that when the Bnei Ephraim, I think it was, went up, they tried to go up. Lamed, the pasuk of Yetzah Amari, it's the people, it's called Ma'apilim, not Bnei Ephraim. Ma'apilim, after the story of the Meraglim, some of Klai Yisrael said, we want to go anyway. So it says in the pasuk that they did not survive. Vayetzah Amari, Ayeshev Bahara, who looked across them. Vayirdvu Eskem Kashatasena Hadvayrim. Vayaksu Eskem Vesayir Ad Charma. So it says, Kasher Tasena Hadvayrim. Like the bees do. What do bees do? So Marsheshes Metargim Kama the Notzon the Vriyasa that like these swarm of bees the Shaitim Berumei Ama they fly very high up Umaisim Dovsham Isvetura and they bring Dvash from the grass on top of mountains. So they're referring to that. That's Noif Sufim means. So three Pshatim in Noif Sufim either means the stuff left on the sifter or it means two kikrais that get so bloated they touch each other or Dvash Haba from a tzayfim from very high up where you can see very far. That's also noif v'tzufim. Tanan ha'asam. Once you mentioned tzufim, noif v'tzufim, we're going to say something about that. Tanan ha'asam. Kol nitzok tar. The halacha is that if you pour from one keli to another keli, let's say one is tar, one is tamei, and you pour from one to another, the shail is, does that become tamei or not? Is that called attached or not? So a usual mashke is not called attached. But if it's a very thick a thick mashke, then it's tamei. Kol nitzuk is tahar. Anything that pours is tahar because it's not a connection. Chutz medvash zifim vatzapichim. Besides dvash zifim vatzapichim, tzapichim is a type of dvash that's mixed with wax and it's very thick. My zifim, what's a zifim? Omer Rav Yechon, dvash mezayfim ba. It's dvash that you can fool people with. Why? You can add water to it and it won't be nicker. Since it's so thick, you can add water to it, nothing will happen to it. That's just called zifim, loshim mezayf, of fooling people. It's really on Shem Ekaimer. The Chsiv, it says the Pasuk of Yeshua, Zif v'telamu v'olais. So you see the place called Zif, so that's what I mean Zifim, it's a type of Dvash that comes from that place. Kiyotzev Dov, a similar machlek as you find, at the Omer, it says in the Pasuk, Bevoya Zifim Yerim v'shol, Dov v'statim v'anu. It says that when Dov was hiding, the Zifim came and told Shaul, Dov is with us, my Zifim. So machlek is also, they were lying. They were telling Shaul, we have Dover, we hand them over to you. It wasn't true. They were mezayfin the Reim, that's called Zifim. Rabbi Lozoy ma'al shemek kaimim kechsiv, zift v'telem of olos. Also has a shame of place. Go a shame of place. So it says in the Mishnah Vayta, opasku anche amona. It says in the Pasuk that anche amona stopped at a certain time. Opasku anche amona, after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Pasuk Anshei Amana. We don't have any Shamir anymore. We don't have Fesufim. And we don't have Anshei Amana. We don't have Anshei Amana anymore. We don't have Bali Amuna. Omrav Yitzchak, Eilu Bnei Adam Shem Aminim V'Karis Baruch Hu. These are people who believe in Karis Baruch Hu. What does it mean to believe in Karis Baruch Hu? Zog Rashi. Levater Memoinom L'Noi Hid HaMitzvah V'L'Tzadokah V'L'Tzavah Shaz Yom Tavim. Rashi gives you the blueprint. Who is called a Maminim V'Karis Baruch Hu? Someone who's ready to spend money on a Hid HaMitzvah, on Tzadokah, and it's all Shaz Yom Tavim. He's not scared. People, he's not nervous. He's going to lose his money. He knows that Hashem said that these things he's supposed to use your money for. Hid the mitzvah, tzedakah, and tzal shavas. He's not worried. So that Anshei Amana was bottled. The Tanya, blessed I got the Emer. Call me sheshli pas b'sal. Anyone has bread right now, he has food right now. But I'm a ma'uchel l'mach. I want to eat tomorrow. Any along Tanya Amana. He's considered a Tanya Amana. He doesn't, right now he has what he has. Behind the Rav Elazar, my chesiv, what's behind the pasuk? Kimi baz l'yoyim katnus, which means like this. Kimi garam atzidikim shizbaz v'shulchan l'shulchan l'shulchan. What is one of the causes that causes tzadikim not to have the full schar in the next world? You know what causes it? Katnus, shayibam, which means shayimidu b'karish baruch hu. The little bit missing in the amuna, the katnus amuna, that's what causes them not to have the full schar. Another pshat in this pasuk, Rav Amel, Ktanim de Rishi Yisrael. These are the children of the Rishaim that die young. They help out, they tear up the gzardin of their parents, lost lavi. Because I'm for a bonus loyalam. Why are you giving them einish now in the next world? They already got the einish already. If you're planning to give them the einish in the next world, so why did you kill their children so young? They got the einish already. And with that, they help the fathers, they help the ripped up, the crowd, licorice, the zar din of their parents by saying that they got the einish already. That's what pasuk means. Kimi baz l'yoyim kanos, that the ketanim tear up the din, the gzar din of the Rishon. So you have two pshat. Either means the Tani Amada caused them to lose the schar, or it means the Rishon tear up the gzar din.